The top three for me would be healthcare, housing, and it would definitely be cost of living. And I'll just touch a little bit on those three issues and where I see we are experiencing some struggles. In terms of healthcare, I can speak personally from some of the issues that I've encountered. I look after my elderly mother who's 86, and obviously she has a little bit of health concerns, and we've had a number of visits to her through the hospital, and trying to get medical support resources for her is extremely challenging living in rural Ontario. And albeit, much of Northumberland, Peter South, it isn't all that rural per se. We're close enough to a lot of amenities and institutions where we can get help, yet so many of us are falling through the cracks. I just read not too long ago that the Ontario College of Family and Physicians estimates somewhere along the lines of 2.5 million people in Ontario aren't able to find a family doctor, don't have a family doctor. And that number is growing every day. Local emergency departments, they're closing. They're closing for days, they're closing for weekends in rural towns because of a lack of staffing, nurses, funding. Those resources are important to every citizen that lives around them, that relies on them in a case of an emergency. And to see our healthcare system in shambles as it is right now is really concerning for me. And I think that's one of the top issues I think are in this election, and probably will be for some time to come. Another issue that I believe is one of the important ones in this election is housing. Housing and homelessness, I think, is something really big. And I think we've seen a big aspect of homelessness in parts of Peterborough. And it's growing. We've got homeless encampments that are growing in almost every community. And that's really since Doug Ford was elected. And it needs to change. We need to do more to elevate these individuals. We give them more resources and ways to enrich their lives. Threatening to evict and move them out of these encampments, well, theoretically, that sounds like a good idea. We need to figure out the fundamental issues of why they're there, and we need to find solutions to get them out of those encampments and into housing. It's a basic human right, as far as I'm concerned. We have rents that are skyrocketing, leaving people unable to even afford just to basically live. They've got to choose between paying the rent, eating, filling their gas tanks, looking after their children, schools. I mean, we've got so many issues in terms of high inflation that is making people struggle. We've got people that are really struggling today just to get the rent paid. We've got one bedroom units that have dropped in 14% in Ontario. Meanwhile, we're adding, I think, roughly 200,000 people per year in this province. So we're not keeping up with the demand. And I don't find that this government has really tackled this issue to the best of their ability. Again, it kind of ties into where I wanted to go as my third issue, and that being the cost of living. I think for many of us, the recent US election with Trump becoming president is pretty much top of mind. We've got looming threats of tariffs, making goods and services, products more expensive. We're struggling as it is. So, a 25% tariff on much of what we consume and buy isn't something that is a good thing at this point in time. Obviously, this is going to be a blow to our economy. And right now, it's the last thing we need as a province and as a country. So those are really three of the things that I feel are most important in this election, and most important to the people that I've spoken to on the campaign trail.